This is a mother-daughter podcast, but it is not for kids. This podcast will be discussing adult subject matter that may not be suitable for all ages. Listener discretion advised.
Hello, and welcome back to yet another episode of the Don't Look podcast. This is a podcast where I watch uncomfortable movies with my daughter.
So you don't have to with yours.
And it is our horror to watch.
Your pleasure to listen.
And this is our March Madness episode, where I just got to pick something fun that I just wanted to watch because we've been doing, I feel like, a little bit more serious movies lately. So I just picked a fun movie. Yes, and I'm very excited to watch it.
Yeah, we didn't introduce ourselves this time.
I did. I said, "Oh, I don't know who I am."
No, I'm Kat.
I'm Kat's mom. I'm so excited.
Just wants to get into it.
I do. I just want to go watch the movie. Screw the introduction. Let's go. I'm happy. Yeah, I'm happy to watch something that I have to like really think about.
I mean, I really liked The Last one, though. So good. I like ones where you have to think a little bit, so I don't think about other things that are happening in my life.
I'm tired. I'm tired, and my tummy hurts, and I'm mad at the government.
My tummy hurts, and I'm mad at the government.
Yeah, so I just want to watch something goofy, and like have some popcorn, and relax.
No, that's so good. I like having a little bit of a thing to think about, so I don't have to think about the government.
Well, you have plenty to think about for the next 2 months.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have too much to think about.
Well, look, I can't draw these fine lines with you. You're just going to have to take it or leave it.
I know.
All right, whatever, I just want to talk about ghosts.
Okay, thank you. I also just want to talk about ghosts.
Look, what's going on in our personal lives? No one cares.
No one cares.
It doesn't matter.
Nothing
matters more than ghosts.
Yeah, ghosts is all that matters. It's all that we care about. And Papa
oh my God.
Perpetual.
I love him so much. I literally, the new video for Satan and I just dropped at midnight Eastern Standard Time, and I was at work because I'm working so much lately. And
that works out for you.
Literally, the nursing supervisor like came over to like check in and do whatever, and I was like, look over there, and I like ran and hid, like, because the countdown had come on like right when he came by, and I was like, there's something happening. I think they need you. And I like ran literally and hid for like the whole 5 minutes that it took to watch the video. And I was just like, nobody talk to me. Nobody look at me. Nobody find me. I'm just doing this now.
I wore my like, I dressed up all like ghost-like when that came out. I wore my little crucifix earrings and no one commented. Normally I get at least one comment that's like, why are you wearing upside down crosses? No one commented at all. And I was on the like the children's side of the house of our office. So, hey.
I was in the back having a small, tiny meltdown and just like, oh my God. But I mean, I don't have any ghost fans with me, but luckily everybody is like so chill. They're like, yes, as you should.
No, I don't have any ghost fans. But
that's so great.
My one coworker did listen to me talk about how we've just been watching a billboard for the past. And she's like, that's exciting. And I'm like, no, it's just a billboard. I don't understand.
But regardless of anything, the new song is a banger.
It's so good.
The new look is amazing.
I want to know if he's going to wear that mask on top of his mask all the time.
I don't know how it's going to work. I can't wait to find out more.
Honestly, the ghouls, though, my favorite's always probably the silver masks. But
I mean, like, whatever. I don't care. I love
it. I know you love it. And I know that you love that it's the Skeletor of that. I feel like you're like,
that's the name of the tour. The new album, if for those not in the know, I don't know who you are, but just in case.
If you're not a ghost fan, why are you listening?
Why are you even here? But for the Super 8, those of you, because we only do this for you, those of you who may not know that much about ghosts, the new single that just dropped last week is called Satanize. which we had a kind of a hint about. It's a straight banger. If you hadn't listened to it and you haven't seen the video, please do that because it's phenomenal.
It's really good.
The new album is called Skelata. Skeleta?
I thought it was Skeleta, but it Skeleta? Might be Skelata.
I don't know, because it's got the little accent over the A, so Skeleta. And the tour is the Skeletor, which is so great. Which, thinking back, we had the sexy skeleton.
Right, I was waiting for you to bring that up.
Yeah, in the LA show. So I guess really, as Tobias Forge does, is he lays out all the clues for us, and then we just kind of like wait.
He lays out, and then realize that we're dumb. Clues, though, like he lays out too many for us to understand.
Did
and
you? Yeah, I mean, but did you know what was coming? No.
No.
So how can you say it's too many clues?
Right, because they're like not all relevant. You have like a sea of red herrings, and then one real fish.
Well, that's the fun.
I know. I'm just saying that's what makes it hard.
That's the fun, though.
That gives you something to think about.
It does.
You need something to think about, but not too much.
You're so mean to me.
Did you not just say?
I know, but you're so really mean to me.
What does that mean?
Because you put on a dumb voice and you're like, you're so dumb.
Like, you're mean.
That's what you said.
But that doesn't matter. What matters is that you're being mean to me right now.
I'm sorry for being mean to you.
You're not, but it's okay.
I'm just like, the poor man is up there in Sweden doing his best. And now you're saying it's not good enough, and I won't take any of that talk.
At
in my
no
house.
Point did I say that it was not good enough.
You said it was too much for you.
That's not always.
You said it was too many clues, and it was not to your liking because then you can't follow it and you can't figure out what it is. And I say I don't care.
No, what I said was we can't figure it out because we have too many clues.
How can you not figure something out if you have too many clues?
Because there's not all real clues. They're red herrings. How do you just said this?
How do you? Well, a red herring is not a clue.
It is a clue. It's just a clue that's wrong.
It's not a clue.
It's a clue that's wrong.
No, that's not what a red herring is. It's not a clue.
But it's like.
A red herring is by definition not a clue.
It's a non-relevant clue.
It's not a clue. It's something that doesn't have any relevance to what you're working on, which is not a clue.
It's that scene in Scooby-Doo 2 when he gets all the stuff and he's like, a clue. Scoob, this is just stuff you want. It's a clue.
It's not a clue. She's lost the thread.
I have lost it completely. Oh, it's been a real rough week, guys.
I'm so tired.
I'm also
I just
so
want to go to bed, and she's lost the thread.
It's been a real rough week in a series of real rough weeks, so we're vibing.
Oh, my God. We're not vibing.
I'm vibing.
Well, I'm glad you're having a good time.
I don't know about good time, but
well, whatever. You're not gonna have a good time here in a minute because I know what this movie is.
I don't.
I can't wait. I love it. Okay, so now we talked about the important thing, which was Ghost. We'll talk about the actual movie that we're gonna watch. It is a straight gem. From 1980. It has an R rating. It is a movie that was produced by Roger Corman. It stars Doug McClure and Vic Morrow. and it is a shorty. It's a shorty. It's only 1 hour and 20 minutes long.
Oh, that is short.
And I'll read you the synopsis. From IMDb. It says, humanoid sea creatures start killing a fishing town's residents and raping their women. It's up to the townsfolk and a visiting biologist to fight back and fend them off. Yes, yes, it is Humanoids from the Deep, a fantastic movie, one that I don't think gets enough love in today's society. It's so good. I'm so excited. It's been too long since I've watched it. I can't wait. It has a 5.7 rating on IMDb and 49 on Metascore, which I don't know what the hell that is.
I'm realizing now that as much as you love werewolves, you love fish people.
I love them
nearly as much, if not the same amount.
Because I'm a fish. I'm a water sign. I like to be any little game where I get to be in a boat and like boat around. You that is my favorite thing. I love to swim. I love being in water. I love it. So any movie where like a sea creature is going to come get you, I am all in.
You're like, take me, sea creature.
Yes.
I'm here to be part
of here. Control. Bring me to the deep. What are you wondering? What are we waiting for? Like, do I have a reason to stay on land? Don't think so. Let's go. Say less, bruh. Let's make it happen, Captain.
I hate the water.
Well, tough tits. You're really going to be in for it then. This movie has everything. It has everything. It's got ecological concerns. It's got racial concerns. It is so good. I can't wait. I mean, it all happens. It's got Vic Morrow. It all happens in a V-short, 1 hour and 20 minutes. So, I mean, you barely have time to take it all in. Prepare to be blown away. I mean, it's going to rock your socks. Mm-hmm. And you're going to have plenty to think about.
Okay.
So just so you know, I hope you can follow all the clues. And even though it is a sea creature film, I don't believe there are any red herrings.
It's a clue.
Not a clue. By definition, it's not a clue.
All right. What snacks are we having for this fish monster feast?
Seaweed chips.
I love, you don't like seaweed chips.
No, but I mean, I'll get over it.
Takoyakis.
I mean, sushi.
Sushi.
I think this takes place in like a salmon fishery. I'm also not big on salmon, but like you can have a smoked salmon. I'll eat that.
Yeah, good talk.
I feel like this is some kind of West Coast thing. That's what I remember it being. I'm not exactly sure where it takes place, but it looks like it's the West Coast to me. So.
I feel like a lot of things take place on the West Coast.
I'm just going to assume that's where it is. Yeah, it's going to be great. I'm very excited.
I guess let's get into it.
Yeah, let's get into it.
Okay.
Hope you're still vibing.
Okay.
After this great thing.
Oh my God.
From the deep. A tidal wave of rampaging creatures surges from the dark and violent sea to conquer the earth.
Maybe intelligent enough to perceive man as a competitor.
Why the girls?
It's my theory that these creatures are driven to mate with man now, in order to further develop their incredible evolution.
It's enough to scare the hell out of me.
Soon the world will awake to a terrifying riptide of humanoids from the deep.
We think we know where these things come from, but we have no idea how many there are.
The Earth plunges into a battle for the survival of the fittest, where man is the endangered species.
Don't salmon watch cable television?
Why?
Because they prefer streams.
You're a derp.
You're telling me Steve Fishman wouldn't appreciate that joke?
I think Steve Fishman might appreciate the joke. Well,
you really like
it. It was so good. It was the best movie ever. Come on, admit it. You know it. You know it was.
I like how happy this movie makes you.
Oh my God.
I like how much you like this movie.
What is wrong with you?
I just think that this story had, like, I've seen it before.
Were you raised by wolves? No. What is wrong with you? You have no taste.
Okay, that's fair, I guess.
What?
I thought it was fine.
This movie has everything.
No.
It has it all. It is relevant to the times we live in.
Kind of.
It is great special effects. They were great. They were so good.
The costumes were pretty good.
They were so good. They were so good. It has a female director for Women's History Month.
It does. It does. It's got so many continuity errors, though.
What? Dude!
We could not figure out what temperature it was because there's women in bikinis and a man in like the smallest jean shorts you've ever seen that then go into the water, right? And then everyone else is wearing like puffer vests and coats.
Look, the 80s were a very difficult time. That is the movie's commentary on climate change. That's how much the climate is changing. From one minute it could be 60 degrees, one minute it could be 80 degrees. You don't know.
What about when they all go out on the boat and they're all wearing like complete rain suits, and then like
that's because
camera angle change, they're not wearing the rain pants or a raincoat anymore.
They had to change. They were wearing the whole rain suit thing because they had to go into the water to investigate the creature's crime scene. So they were wearing their, like, investigation suits.
And that one girl, she's, like, wearing a rain jacket when she goes to get into the car. And then the shot of her driving, she's not wearing the rain jacket
anymore. She took it off because she got hot in the car.
Okay.
This movie has everything.
Just, like, jumped on the idea. There's definitely sea monsters. Totally, for sure. Like, immediately.
Well, wouldn't you believe your friends?
They weren't friends, though. They were mortal enemies.
Not all of them. And, you know, it was about the town coming together and doing some real good and overcoming their differences, wasn't it?
It was.
Even though Vic Morrow plays a bad guy, does he not get saved and come together at the end with the Native American man who was his mortal enemy?
He does. Why does he not? Also, why is there only one Native American character in the movie?
That's just the only one you see.
Where do the other, like, there's no, like,
that, remember, they have a conversation, but it's behind closed doors
of, like, the one guy's house. Yeah, he didn't even have, like, another house.
He just had one house that got exploded
on the river that got exploded.
Yes, this movie has everything. A lot of explosions.
So many explosions. So their entire budget, I think, went to these explosions, and then you know, the costumes. But like, they didn't have any quality control, like, not like quality, but like, no one looked at all of them and were like, yes, this is the same thing that we're all making.
They might have. It's just a testament to the ever-changing nature of life. I mean, the sea comes and it goes, and it just brings constant change with it.
No, it was a fun time.
It was great. This movie has everything. This movie has everything.
I'm really surprised that Riff Tracks has not done this movie.
What? It's too good. This is a cinematic classic. It's so good. Steve Fishman approves. It is.
I would say that it is equally as good as Miami Connection.
What? This movie is not even in the same category as Miami Connection.
But I think they're both, like, I think that they're both that same, like, you know.
What? For those of you who don't know and aren't track fans like we are in our house.
It's a lovely, lovely movie that I actually do really enjoy.
It was, like, written, directed, produced, and starring this man called YK Kim, who made a movie about a rock and roll band that also is, like, heavy into taekwondo.
Dragon Sound.
And, you know, they get a gig at a local club, and then there's a competing band that also sells crack cocaine, who is like upset that they're there. And the one guy is upset that his sister is dating one of the members of Dragon Sound. So there's like rumbling and tussling that occurs, and also cocaine.
And also ninjas.
Also ninjas. And that's what that movie is about. And while it is fun and bonanos, it is not a cinematic masterpiece like Humanoids Germany Deep. And I wouldn't even put them in the same category.
I don't think they're in the same category. I just think they're on the same level.
Oh my God, the acting in this movie is so good.
They forget about their kid for like the entire...
That's how it was in 1980. I was 5. I was there. I remember. Nobody knew where I was.
I know.
No, I was out doing stuff.
It was a fun movie. It's a fun...
It's just like the jean shorts. That was a thing in 1980. And you can just look around right now. The Edies are coming back. I got news. I'm so sorry.
They're just so short on that man.
They weren't like, that short.
If they were
I believe they were shorter in Sleepaway Camp.
Well, yeah, I think you could see like his moonbeams practically in Sleepaway Camp.
Yeah.
So, but they were not jean shorts. Like, I think this is as short as jean shorts can get.
They were cut off. He was going swimming.
I just don't think I've ever seen like a man wear cut off that short. Okay.
The point is, this is a perfect film and everyone should watch it. And
it's a fun movie.
No notes.
It's a fun movie.
No notes.
It's cute. It's fun.
What? It is a startling commentary on climate change, on race relations, on industrialization of natural lands.
Right, but I feel like we can
man watch- messing with nature, and by man I mean a lady scientist who actually comes in and screws everything up this time.
Well, she doesn't necessarily screw it up. I mean,
she screws it up, and then she tries to get the men to admit that it was screwed up, and then they wouldn't admit it because that's how men are.
Right. I just feel like Prophecy does a similar thing.
You want to compare this to Prophecy? You are just someone who enjoys paper mill tours. That's all that you are. Because if you watch Prophecy, which, you know, is also kind of a classic, it 25 minutes of that movie is just spent touring a paper mill.
It's very how it's made, which is, like, super fun.
Yeah, for nerds. No, this movie is straight action. It's just fishmen and explosions for, you know, 90 minutes. Not even 90 minutes. No. 80 minutes.
No, it's a good time. I don't know how else to describe it.
As perfection.
It is very much like, it. I think like every piece of it you can tell is like, this is late 70s, early 80s cinema. And it is, because it's 1980. Like, that's how it is then.
Look, you weren't there. You don't know. I'm telling you.
No, this is 100%
accurate. This is 100% accurate. This happened.
Every shot. You could take a still shot of the movie and be like, hey, what year did this come out? And someone would be like, oh, late 70s, early
80s. This is almost a documentary of how life was then. I just want to say. This is how it was.
Okay.
We didn't have the internet, Catherine.
Mother.
So what did we have? We had mutant fishmen.
I think that we've both lost the thread at this point.
No one's lost anything. Talk about the uncomfortable moments.
Oh my God. Trigger warnings? Are there any?
Rape.
Rape. Yeah, rape.
Rape. These ladies are raped by the fishmen in order to create more fishmen. I don't
Racism.
Know. Did they talk about why it's only male mutants?
Fishmen? No.
Yeah, they talk about created the mutants.
Yeah, and then they say that the mutants now want to breed with humans.
Yeah.
But I think it's like those geese that are raised around humans, and then they think that like humans are like the better ones to mate with.
But it seems like they're only the male.
I don't know if like the ladies humanoids. Got like killed off, or if they just are like
diving
somewhere else.
I don't know if that's ever really explained, or if it's just like this is a startling commentary on sexism in America at this time. I'm telling you, that's what this is. So,
oh my God,
it's the same old story of, you know, there's a fishing village. I think it's Noyo, and it looks like it was filmed in Fort Bragg, California. So it was out there on the West Coast. They're fishing for salmon. this is how it is. There is one Native American guy who presumably has friends that we never see, who's like, these are my lands. I just want to protect them. But there's like a cannery that wants to come in and like build a facility here, which of course is promising more jobs and all the people. So the townspeople are kind of split between those that like want to preserve the lands and those that want the jobs because, you know, they want better lives and everything. Because, I mean, it's a small, like relatively poor rural community. So they're like, yes, we need development. We need to be able to like live better. So it's like this struggle. So the cannery employs a team of scientists, and they have the lady scientist whose name escapes me, Dr. Susan Drake, who comes in to advise on this, and she has developed with her team a way to improve the salmon and the salmon fishing to make these bigger, like more hardy, I guess, salmon that will provide more salmon meat and, you know, have better catches, and then they'll make more money by selling their catches, and, you know, the cannery will make more money and better things for everyone. So it's just, you know, the typical story of small town people coming in promising things. Maybe they mean it, maybe they don't, but at the same time they're messing with biology. It's kind of the old Frankenstein thing, like we can improve on it, we can make it better. Things go horribly wrong, hijinks ensue, and then fishmen.
so all of our uncomfortable moments are, you know, just gratuitous nudity for, yes, you know, your classic 80s.
Yes.
So first one,
wait, did we get through all the trigger warnings? I'm so sorry.
Yeah,
rape and racism, alcoholism, like alcohol use, I guess.
Yeah, not really like,
but like everyone's drunk, it's the 80s, that's just kind of the way it is. Yeah. So, like, I don't know what to tell you there. And, you know, there's some, it's not real animal cruelty, but it is there.
Yeah.
It is there. It's fake animal cruelty, but
it's all off. Well,
no, I mean, you don't see anything happen.
You see the one kind of on camera, but like everything else is pretty much like off camera.
Yeah. True. So just to be aware.
So first uncomfortable moment is 20 minutes, 25. I listed these all at five seconds at the minimum, but it's very much shorter.
Yeah, they're very, very short.
It's probably closer to like 2 seconds, but mm-hmm. I wanted to give you a bit of a window. So I listed the first one as 20 minutes, 25 seconds, 20 minutes, 30 seconds. And this is so everyone in the town is gathered at this like 75th anniversary party of
A salmon festival.
No, this is before the Salmon Festival. They're having like a town party and then the Salmon Festival's at the end.
Oh, you're right. This was the Salmon Dance or something like that?
Yeah, it's the 75th annual Salmon Dance or something.
And can we just talk about the band of like octogenarians?
Yeah, like what's up with them?
Like the hot band in town, like the hot town band, like your local band that you would go see on a Saturday night is made up of like 3 80-year-olds. You got a lady on the piano.
A gentleman on like a violin or viola type of fiddle.
Like a fiddle. Yeah. And then you have like a guy with a banjo.
Yeah.
And they are playing like the swinging tunes that like everyone turns out for the dance and they're going to see these guys. And they do swinging later
tunes.
Also play
such
the
as
carnival.
Ta-ra-ra-broom-tie,
which is like that's the one that was requested because it had a little more octane in it.
So I don't even think they end up playing, but you know what else.
But I mean that's the level that we're dealing with here. So yeah, at the salmon swing.
Yep. So two of the townsfolk go out and start necking in the car. And you just see like a little bit of her breasts at that, you know, the 2025 to 2030 roughly.
Yeah, it's like a nip slip.
A nip slip basically. Yeah, and then like, you know, there's a fight that breaks out because of racism.
Yeah. Yeah. Because racism.
Short answer, because racism.
Yes.
Next moment is that same couple from 31 minutes even to 31 minutes 5 seconds. This time they're out on the beach. And you just see a bit of her breast dance. This time, though, it's because sea monster.
Yeah, this is our first sea monster rape scene.
Yep.
Yes. And this is, the actress name is Lynn Thiel, and she's playing Peggy Larson. And this poor girl, I feel like she really does the most throughout this movie. We see her like from the beginning. She's our Nips Lip girly. Now she's getting raped by the sea monster. And then,
well, she was wandering around in like lingerie at first.
Yeah. And then we actually will see her again in the end.
In the end.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, in the middle and then the end.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah, next moment is our longest one.
Wait, did you give times for that one? I'm so sorry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it was 31 minutes even to 31:05 for the last one.
Cut that part out.
No, it's all good. I'll leave it in there in case someone also didn't hear it. This next one is 34:29 to 35:50. And this
this is the most bizarre.
This is like, why is this here? Like, someone had something else.
Oh, no.
This is like some inside joke where they found someone who's like, I have a secret talent that is ventriloquism.
Yeah. And when looking on IMDb, I actually see the actor and his picture on IMDb is him with his ventriloquist dummy. So yeah. I don't know if this is someone that was famous at the time. I have no recollection of this person.
You were five. You said you knew it.
Do it all. But I have no recollection of ever seeing him like growing up. The actor's name is David Strassman, and I guess he is, you know, definitely is a ventriloquist. I don't know how famous he is. Yeah, but he is kind of the star of this scene.
Yeah, and his puppet.
Yes.
Yeah, and that's and another woman that I don't know the name of. I'm sorry, I don't know if we get it. Start to have sex on the beach when in like their own little tent when sea monsters.
And it's really wild because they're making all these like jokes, like puppet jokes. While
like he's like the ventriloquist. No, like the dummy, right? Is like part of the foreplay.
Yeah, it's really gross for me. I mean, I'm not here to yuck anybody's yum or kink shame anyone.
I would say it's weird more than gross. But not to yuck anyone's yum.
No, I mean, if you guys are into puppets, I mean, go for it. As long as the puppets are consenting, I don't care. It's not for me. I thought it was weird, and I don't know why it needed to be included, but it was. Yeah. So there you go.
Yup. Yes, so they're starting to get down in the tent, and a sea monster comes and like attacks the tent and attacks him. She runs away,
and she's buck naked.
Buck naked, full frontal nudity, not yes. just one nip.
Yeah.
And she tries to run away, but then gets caught by the sea monster.
Yeah, yeah. Sand in the worst places.
Yeah.
Yeah, he like throws her down. The sand is all wet and gross. Like it feels like there'd be that cold sand, you know? Mm-hmm. And she's like got it everywhere. I felt so bad for her. I was like, she's committed to the bit. Like she's going all the way.
And our next moment, 52:09, 52:11. This is when they find our actress from before. They go and they find where the sea monsters hang out and they kill some sea monsters. And then they're like, oh my God, there's someone over here. And they dig her up from like under a pile of seaweed.
Yeah. And she's still alive.
She's still alive. And like, just that actress, like having to be under that seaweed.
Yeah.
I feel like it's so. Yeah. It's not like the nice seaweed. It's like that like seaweed that you find that's washed up with the sea foam on it, and it's like
I'll tell you, the sun never shines on this movie.
No,
it's always overcast. I thought like sunny California, like I don't know if they filmed this like in a weekend, like right after a bad storm or something.
I feel like they must have just filmed the whole thing in a weekend.
Like, I don't know what it was, but it's like the sun is never out. It always is overcast and everything just looks so cold. Mm-hmm. And I just imagine this poor girl like under this pile of like thick, cold, wet seaweed, like
she's
partially
not
nude.
Wearing a top. Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, like, and like she, you see her legs, so she must have like shorts or something on.
Yeah.
Maybe her bikini bottoms.
I don't know.
But like, that's all she's got. So I mean, I just feel bad. I feel bad for these actors.
Yes, and you see her breasts.
Yes. It's a very boob forward movie.
Yeah, it's pretty much this looks like a great one for Joe Bob doing the drive-in totals. I feel
yeah, there's like so many breasts.
There's so many breasts. There's so much like gratuitous nonsense. Like it's
yeah,
gratuitous car explosion, gratuitous house explosion. Like
gratuitous Molotov carousel. Cocktail foo.
Gratuitous carousel ride. Yes. Like, there's just so much. Like, this, Trobo, if you haven't done this one,
please do.
Please do.
It's on Shudder.
It's on shout out to Trobo. Which, like, you know, really shout out to Darcy the Mail Girl. Yeah. And then we're at our last moment.
Yeah.
I was like, what did I title this? This is at the Salmon Fair Festival.
Yes, the Salmon Festival.
Where I'm guessing it's like that town's Blobfest, where like a bunch of out of town folks come to like celebrate salmon.
Celebrate the salmon. At one point, the guy who was talking to the little band of octogenarians, which does have a name. Oh, I saw it in the credits and now I don't remember it. Bear with me and I'll try and find it by the end of the episode. And he's like, people come from like 200-300 miles away to see this, you know, awesome salmon festival.
We've never let them down before. Like, we can't let them down now.
What?
It really seems like just like a little town festival with like a little band, like, I don't know, but
yeah, they've got like carnival rides and stuff, like any like town carnival.
Yeah. But yeah,
like I wouldn't even say like state fair level.
No, gosh,
like it's
no.
Not even as big as all that.
And then there's the radio host from
K-Fish,
and he's sitting up on the stand like recording or like, you know, broadcasting live from this festival with Miss Salmon, who's just wearing like this little black bikini, and her sash is not connected at the bottom, so it's just kind of like a ribbon that says Miss Salmon like draped over her shoulder.
I will say I can't get the name of the band, but I have the members of the band. There is actually four people.
Oh,
there's, I'm gonna call them out, Jonathan Layan on the fiddle, Lyle Isom on the banjo, for the real MVP, Henry T. Williams on the bass, and then Joe Williams is the gal on the piano. She plays herself on the piano. So I think it's like the Joe Williams and the Whitewater Boys or something like that. I think Joe Williams is the headliner there, and I think that they are an actual band. I will investigate further as we go on.
So Miss the... You have Miss Salmon, who's... like this, I feel like she's probably like a ditzy girl. She doesn't say like more than three words in the entire film, but as she's running from the sea monster, her top like falls off or comes apart or disintegrates. I'm not quite
sure.
I don't know. But you see her breasts as well. Yeah, and that's from 1 hour, 7 minutes, even to 1 hour, 7 minutes, 10 seconds. So you get a real good look at them. And that's it. That's all of our uncomfortable moments. This is a pretty chill vibe. It was just a fun one.
It's fun. It's just a good time.
Let me tell you guys. Let me tell you.
Joe Williams and her Whitewater Boys. Joe Williams. That's where it is. Shout out to them.
But let me lay something down on you guys, because this is our third to last episode. So we have
for
this season, we have two more episodes coming at you. And from what I understand, because I don't remember what the second to last one is, and I know I haven't watched the final movie, they're going to be rough.
Yeah.
So enjoy this little brevity and peace while you can have it. Yeah.
I'm looking, and it looks like the Joe Williams was in another movie called Hot Times.
Hot Times,
which is also called A Hard Day for Archie. So I'm interested. It's a sex comedy about Archie Anders, a horny teen who can't help but think about sex all day. Even when his own sister starts looking attracted to him, Archie realizes it's time to leave the house and find the right girl for himself. Oh my, Joe.
Oh, is it A Hard Day for Archie?
I guess so. Oh my goodness. I don't know about that one. But anyway, yeah. This was just, it was just nice, like, fine, fun, like, good time thing. Although it does explore a lot of relevant social themes.
I feel like it doesn't do that as much as, like, Prophecy does, or as much as it could.
Oh my God, what is it with you and Prophecy?
It has a very, very similar plot.
I cannot believe you. Number one, there's a lot of climate movies are made around this time.
Okay.
Day of the Animals, Grizzly, like there's just a bunch.
Oh yeah, Grizzly's the other one. That's the one I could think of.
A bunch that happen. Day of the Animals is pretty good. You get to see Leslie Nielsen being a real badass in the woods. They're all pretty good.
That's just
so the there are that... several that explore this theme. I'm just saying that this one does it the best. Next year, I'm going to foist Piranha on you and make you deal with that.
Picking oh, the that's right. For next
well,
year.
I strongly encourage you to pick Piranha.
You're like, I don't want to pick any of the movies. I want them to be all movies that I've never
but
seen.
I don't know what it is. And the then everything will be your fault.
The problem is that you also have seen so many movies. And even I was like, oh, I found a movie that I've watched and I don't think Mom's going to want to watch it. And then I was like, yeah, this movie. Oh, yeah, I watched that. Oh, well, okay.
Well, if you give me a list up front, I'll make sure to stay away from them.
Okay, but I have to find them first is the problem.
You better get on it. You better work. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I rate this movie on the uncomfortable.
You don't have any other closing thoughts?
As on Humanoids from the Deep?
Mm-hmm.
No notes. It's perfect.
Okay.
I rate this on the uncomfortability scale pretty low. They're all unavoidable. It's mostly boobs. The one episode of full frontal nudity. You have to get past the idea of the...
Why is this rated R?
Because it's like raping fish monsters from the sea. Like, you don't want to explain that to your 10-year-old.
I just thought maybe it would be 13, but yeah, you're right. I really think I'm getting so jaded by doing this. Like,
I worry for my future ginger grandchild. It's going to be like, you can watch that. I'll be like, no, we can't.
I really feel like I'm getting so jaded by this.
So yeah, that's why. Yeah, so you do have to get past the whole raping part of the deal, which actually, so you will follow up with a girl, our little cheeky that we were following, all from lingerie all the way through the seaweed. She actually is the end of the film. She puts the capper on it. So you are going to find out what happens to her, the unfortunate circumstances that go on there, which would also be tough for like a little tyke to watch. So, I mean, I think it's earned its R rating. Like, I think it's fair.
I don't know. It's tough for me to watch. I find like anything revolving around pregnancy and childbirth to be absolutely terrifying.
So how am I going to make ginger grandchild then?
I don't freaking know, but I've been pretty open about how awful I find childbirth and anything involving pregnancy.
Well, then I'm just going to have to go steal one off the street. I'm running out of time here.
I think that you will. oh, honestly.
Man.
I'm not going to carry it.
Well, you better get working on those adoption papers
reasons,
then.
I will not carry it.
Oh, my poor DNA. Oh, well.
Well, I mean, like, we can get a surrogate. Like, there's so many other options.
Well, you better start thinking about it because okay. I don't know what we're going to do. Poor little Lamont. I don't know what's going to happen to him. Mm-hmm. He's just going to stay lost in the ether forever. What was that?
Was that
Dr. Seuss book where the little babies are up in, like, the sky or whatever?
For those of you like, don't know, because this took a really weird turn all of a sudden, my mom insists that I need to provide her with a ginger grandchild.
I'm not saying tomorrow.
I had a deadline at some point that was like 25.
Well, I had you when I was 26. I feel like that's an optimal age to have children.
Okay. So let's say the deadline was like 27. Like, it was a really quickly approaching deadline.
Well, now it is, but I let you know about it years in advance. You had time
years
to plan.
Of course.
I'm just saying.
No.
It would be a shame. I got my red hair from my dad. You got it from me.
That's right. So we want to pass it down.
So I want to pass it down. I don't think that's unreasonable.
No. Not at all.
Maybe. I don't know. Things are different now, I guess.
I just don't want to have, like, I don't want to carry or birth a child.
Neither did I, but yet here you are.
You had that option.
When I was 23, I had no intentions of it either.
I'm just saying, I feel like that would be really dysphoric for me in, like, a number of ways.
It is. Mm. It is. It really is. It's bizarre. Just imagine if it was one of the humanoids from the deep instead of like a person. Like,
I don't. Okay. this we're going to get into a conversation that's like way different than.
No. I'm just thinking, like, if you think it's weird just naturally, just imagine what our poor little seaweed girly has to go through and just put yourself in her shoes, because mm-hmm. that's like extra. And that's, I'm just saying, and that's why it's rated R.
No, that's fair.
So there you go. As far as how great this movie is, 10 out of 10. It's fantastic. I love it. I will always love it. It's the best movie. Everyone should watch it. Oscar nominations all the way around.
I'm giving it a 5.
What? And Kat is wrong.
I'm giving it a 5.
Everyone, don't listen to her. It's fake news. This is the best movie there ever was. It's not the best movie there ever was, but it is... For what it's doing, for a fun watch that, you know, you can get over in and out super quick, it's a good time. It's 80s cheese at its best. It's got a message. It's, you know, it's got some strong girlies in there. I'm like, go for it. Give it a watch. It's fantastic. If you're going to compare it to... What did we watch last month? Poor Things.
Poor Things. A really, really good movie.
That okay, it's just, it's a different category, okay, man? It's just a different category. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, it's That's a wildly different category.
It's just a different category. That doesn't mean it's not great. It's just a really different category and a lot of fun. So I'm still gonna hold it up there. I really am. As far as uncomfortability, I'd put it pretty low. I mean, it's mostly just boobs except for the one scene. And honestly, the humanoid from the deep rape scenes... are you mostly don't even,
like,
implied.
See, yeah, you just like see him like kind of like coming after her and like,
yeah. yeah. I mean, you could probably brush that off if you needed to. Like, oh, he's just, you know, attacking her or whatever. You know, yeah. like, yeah, it's not that big a deal. Yeah, so I feel like you could, there was more fishman sex in Shape of Water than there is in this one, mm-hmm. even though that was consensual. Mm-hmm. So I feel like you could probably get around it. So I think it's pretty low. As long as you're with someone who doesn't really mind the boobies, I think you'll be okay. Like, it's and not something you're going to want to run
from. You glance down at your phone,
yeah.
you're good.
Yeah, they're very quick. The longest one was the full frontal scene, which, I mean, you could easily just peel off and run to the bathroom or something. Yeah,
and I think that was only, like, 30 seconds. Yeah, still. Like,
go get yourself a Coke from the kitchen and you'll be fine. So, yeah, I would say, what's your uncomfortability rating there, Kat?
The longest one... Yeah, I don't even... It looks like it was just over 30 seconds. My uncomfortability skill is probably like a 3, I think.
Okay. Yeah, I think it's pretty low.
Did you give it a number?
I think it's like a 2 or a 3.
Okay. Yeah, then like a 3.
It's pretty low. I think I might have said a 2. I don't remember now, but it's low. It's low. And you said it was a fantastic movie, 10 out of 10, right?
5 out of 10.
No, I didn't hear that. Was five, that a, was five, it sounded like 10. Out of 10. It sounded like 10 out of 10 to me. That's what I'm going to go with.
You said 10 out of 10.
I think you also said 10. I think we agreed 100% on both of our ratings, a 10 and a 2. And this is a great movie and everyone should watch it.
Yeah, 2 out of 10.
2 out of 10 for uncomfortability. And a 10 out of 10 for everything else, for being awesome.
No, this is really like your drive-in type of movie where it doesn't matter watch that you're just like...
A Vic Morrow movie... with Doug McClure about salmon fishing. This is the best fishing Vic Morrow, Doug McClure movies that you are ever going to see. 10 out of 10.
How many other options are there?
Well, I will say that Vic Morrow for sure was in The Last Shark, which was another fishing movie. It was about windsurfing, really.
It was another salmon fishing movie?
There might have been a salmon.
There
are other fish there.
Your other options.
He's on a boat.
Maybe one kind of?
I will stretch it as to say, if you're going to watch another movie where Vic Morrow gets in a boat.
Okay. So we're still limiting our 10 out of 10. What, like one?
10 out of 10. At least one. Probably more that I just don't know about. Okay. 10 out of 10. Sorry. Okay. 10 out of 10. It's great.
I'm really glad that you like it.
If you have 80 minutes to kill, and who doesn't? I mean, you could just take a really long shower. like and watch this use up movie.
All the hot water.
Well, you could take a bath then. You could just soak in a tub. You could put yourself in the scene, soak in a tub.
I don't.
And watch this movie. I think that's with like longer. Get your one of those like cold. Get a green bath fizzy. And you will be like you're in the movie.
No, you really want one of those like Hawaiian Punch blue bath fizzies and then like some neon green like fake seaweed.
That seaweed was not fake. That seaweed didn't look fake at all.
No. But the way that they color correct in those underwater scenes
was brilliant. It was the best I've ever seen.
Just what things look like in the 80s.
It is. You weren't there. You don't know.
I don't know. I wasn't there.
You don't know. Everything looked just like that. And then it got neon. And things got weird. And then everyone was on cocaine. Probably. I was going to say probably Vic Morrow, but honestly, I don't know. So I can't say that. I have no idea. So I'm just saying, if you're going to watch this or you're going to watch The Last Shark, like, just don't even think about it. It's got to be Humanoids from the Deep, 100%. I think this movie is underrated. I think it doesn't get enough love. I think if they put it on a t-shirt, I would wear it. And good times for all.
We're shouting out to
and
you.
And I think so would you.
From, what is it? From Beyond? Terror Threads? What are other shirt bands? Cavity Colors? This is a call out to all of you out there.
Middle of Beyond.
Thank you.
Freight Rags. Murder Apparel
for sure.
Freight Rags, I feel like this is a missed opportunity for you guys.
Freight Rags, I think you guys can get it. Middle of Beyond, I shout out because they did a Reanimator mug, which I don't understand how you're supposed to drink out of. Like, I don't know how functional of a mug it is, but I saw it and nearly died.
I'm just saying, you guys are really missing something with Humanoids from the Deep. Like, I really
this is a challenge to you guys.
This is a challenge to
bring us some Humanoids from the Deep merch.
Bring it up. Anyone who's listening that has any Ben from Fright Rags, you've been in my emails for how long has your company been around? Like, I bought you that Wolfman's Got Nard shirt when you were like six?
Ben from Fright Rags. I need another Wolfman's Got Nard shirt.
Yeah, bring it back.
Bring it back.
How old were you when I got you that? 6, 8?
Like, yeah. Elementary school for
sure. So, like, 20 years, say, around-ish 20 years, you've been in my email. I bought that at a horror convention. Yeah, like, at least 15 years.
Yeah, sounds about
going on 20. Between 15, getting to 20. Mm-hmm. Less than 20, but on our way. A long time I've been with you people.
So bring us
probably as long as I've been with Netflix.
Or
you need to bring us a Humanoids from the Deep shirt.
Or Monsters, if its other name is.
Yeah. I'll take both. And it doesn't have to be. I mean, I'll take a hoodie, a hat, a scarf.
I like how it's presented on. I want just the title card where it's Monsters, Humanoids from the Deep.
Or, you know,
like in
really
little
cool,
tiny parentheses under
like
Monsters.
Like one of those fish jackets like that they were wearing in there, like on the boat, like a puffer vest or like a flannel.
See, that is something that Middle from Beyond would do because they do have all those really nice denims.
Yeah. I've got my my Bloody Valentine hat, I think, is Fright Rags. That's a great hat.
It's a great hat.
I would take a Humanoids from the Deep hat with like little fish guys going around it. Even salmons would be awesome. I would take it. Or Vic Morrow's face. Those PJ pants that I have, my Tom Atkins PJ pants.
I have my Twilight Zone PJ pants.
Those are Fright Rags. I would take that. Vic Morrow and the monster.
And the monster?
Yeah.
You really like that monster.
I love him. What's not to love? He's got like two brains.
He's got two brains.
That he can't even use all the capacity of, according to the scientist.
I'm sure you guys can hear that in the background. The cat has decided to climb onto the table that has everything on it and knock everything over.
And what's his name?
His name is Blackjack Handsome Cat.
Yes. And he's the most handsome man in the whole world. And he's going to be 18 this year.
Yeah, he's about as old as you.
He's about as old as Fright Rags is the cat. We also need a shirt with his face on it because it's the most handsome thing you've ever seen.
He almost fell off the table.
His old man powers are activated. All right. So Sochmeads then?
Sochmeads, yeah. Our Instagram is?
Well, it's your turn.
No, this is what we do. Okay, fine. Do you want to tell people what we have?
We have Instagram and Facebook.
Yep. You can find us Don't Look Podcast. There's, I think, underscores between Don't Look Podcast on Instagram. I don't know that you need them on Facebook.
We have Gmail.
Don't Look Podcast at gmail.com. There's no apostrophe in the T because it's not a valid character in emails.
We have one video on TikTok.
We have two videos on TikTok.
Two videos on TikTok.
Unless I deleted the other one.
Well, we've got a very spooky video on TikTok because weird things happen around here.
Yeah, because our house is haunted.
And I swear to God, that was not doctored in any way.
Nope, swear. Cross my heart.
Yeah, which is really kind of freaking me out.
Although the breathing is just general human breathing.
Yes.
Because we breathe on the mics. I'm sorry.
Correct. Because we are humans.
But the voice, don't know what that was.
Don't know that. But check it out. It's bizarre. Any paranormal people that listen, please, please, please take a look. I know Paracon is coming up at Pennhurst, which is down the street from us. We live in just such a great area. So if anybody... Maybe we should go and play it for them and be like, what is this?
Just standing at the gates of Paracon. Hey, guys.
Hey, guys. Can you tell us what's going on? Do you want to stop by our house real quick since you're in the area?
Can a brave paranormal investigator come check this out for us?
We'll buy your lunch if you just want to like take a break real quick. We're literally like 10 minutes from there. That'd be awesome. So, yeah, anybody who is a fan or maybe isn't but would like to be, we have Pennhurst Asylum is right down the street here in Phoenixville, and they're doing Paracon, I think, coming up toward the, is it May? It's coming up soon, either next month or the following month. Is coming up really quickly.
Oh god. He fell off the chair.
So if you're interested in the paranormal, A, check out our sweet video on TikTok, give us your opinion on when the heck it is, and B, check them out, they're great.
Mm-hmm.
So that's our TikTok. Do we have any others?
Shout outs again to Every Horror Merch Apparel Company.
Yes, we would love to see some humanoids. I would certainly love to, and I know Kat would especially love to see some humanoids from the Deep merchandise as pair of socks. I'll take anything. I'm not particular. A patch? Oh my god, a patch? I would die. Or this cool chick who made these sweet pins. What's her name again?
Oh, pin something. It's like pinhead.
It's right
piece.
Here. It's right here. Puncture wound.
Yes.
She has some really awesome deep cut pins. She's got the pin.
Oh, she would do a humanoids from the deep. Shout out specifically to you, puncture wound pins.
Puncture wound pins. If you're ever looking for some, they're very high quality. Some of them move. Really, and some deep cuts. I mean, she's got a Candyman, which I would say is pretty top level. On her cart, she's got a Dead Alive pin, which is amazing.
The Town That Dreaded Sundown.
Town That Dreaded Sundown pin with the trombone that moves. She's got
a Critters one where the ball spins.
Yep. And Dead Alive, I already said. The one I'm trying to think of, which I had, and then you started talking and it went out of my head.
I'm so sorry.
Night of the Demons. She's got a great Night of the Demons pin. which has to be seen to be believed. I mean, just so many good ones.
She's got a beautiful Sleepaway Camp pin, which we've talked about on the pod.
My jacket is so heavy, thanks to her. I need to get like one of those bags where you can display your pins, because I just want to buy them all. And they're reasonably priced, and she does such a great job. So huge shout out. And I hope you're listening, or someone who knows her is listening, because I would love a Humanoids from the Deep pin. It would just make my day and rock my socks totally.
Also, we'll probably see you at Blobfest. So.
Yes, we'll probably see you at Blobfest, if not before then.
Yep. Super big shout outs there.
Yeah, because we go to a lot of things. What else?
Shout outs to Joe Bob, who should be doing this movie if he hasn't already.
And he will be at the Colonial Theater in May.
In May.
Yep.
Got to finish our pizzazz.
Yep. Which is a puzzle for those of you who don't speak Gen Z.
Sorry.
Yeah, shout out to the Colonial, who is, you know, awesome as always for doing all the really cool stuff.
Shout out to Bob, because we love you.
Yeah, thanks, Bob, just for being an awesome guy.
Dude.
Just a really sweet dude and a heck of a nice fella. Shout outs to, next month is East Coast Haunters Convention.
That's next month
again. Yes, it is coming up the weekend after Easter.
Okay.
So mark your calendars if you guys are interested. We went last year, was the first one. It was a phenomenal experience for anyone interested, is a Halloween enthusiast, a haunt enthusiast who just loves going to haunted houses, for home haunters, yard haunters, which is what we are, pro haunters. They've got something to cater to everyone. They have classes, they have seminars, they have actors, you know, who work in the haunt industry professionally, either with a specific house or that freelance around, makeup people.
They've got classes on like everything.
Yes. Costumes, prosthetics, anything that you can think of. Not as big as Mega Trans World, which just happened. If you guys haven't seen videos from that and you're interested, please look at. They are phenomenal.
They're so cool.
But it is like the spunky little brother who is like gaining traction for a first year. It was absolutely amazing. I am super excited. I think year two is going to be even bigger and better.
Yeah, I really hope they open up the whole thing this time.
Yep, because they could have used it. It was packed. It was phenomenal and just amazing. So very excited about that.
Like, I have people that I already want to shout out.
I know they're going to be there. I'm like so excited. That's what made me think, because I think, was she there last year? She should be if she's not.
She should be if she's not. I think that she was not. I think we saw her at Blobfest and at the Haunted House. I don't know that we saw her there.
I feel like we saw her. At Monster Mania, maybe?
Oh, Monster Mania could have been.
Maybe she was there.
Yeah, I think that sounds good.
But I am very, very excited. We will be recording before we go to Transworld, so I'm sure I'll have more information. We'll talk about more before the next one, and then we'll recap in
May. I remember, we'll take a video of TikTok for TikTok of that Transworld. Would be great. If I remember.
We did take a trip up to Reynolds Supply, you're supposed to put some stuff on TikTok about that.
I was going to send them to you to post on Instagram.
Okay. We'll have some pictures for that.
I didn't take as many pictures as I should have, because I was kind of just blown away and being like, everything was so cool.
That is just like a supply. It is a mega supply house for if you're prep building,
for cosplay, mask movies, making, films, mask making.
Pretty much anything that you want to build, you can get supplies there. Foam, latex, silicone. I brought home a bag of mask making latex and
like all sorts of different UltraCal 30, UltraCals,
any kind of clays, mold making stuff that you want to do, sculpting that you want to do, resins, pigments that you need, resins that you need,
paints that you need,
whatever you need, they got it. So we're fortunate enough to be close enough to one up near the Allentown way. So we took a trip up there to go see it, and their showroom is amazing, and they have whatever you need. We were really helpful, friendly staff. It was great. Mm-hmm. So super, super big shout out to them. What else do we do? I don't even know. I'm so confused. Mm-mm. To shout out to Tobias Forge, who I know listens devoutly to our podcast.
Shout out to you, Tobias Forge.
I'm gonna manifest it, right? No, I know he doesn't, but and all my guesties out there, shout out to you, because we're very excited people right
just
now.
Just on the off chance Tobias is listening, our open invitation still stands that you can bring your child on and we will watch any movie that you would like. I feel like you probably have some deep cuts that you would want to watch. So,
but I will say I am very jealous of the Morbid podcast, which has been satanized on the Ghost Channel.
That's so cool.
Yeah. I think it's very sweet that he did that. That was awesome. And my international guesties, who we've been chit chatting a little bit about the upcoming tour and everything. So very excited about that. What else? I guess everybody have a happy St. Patrick's Day.
Safe St. Patrick's Day.
Don't get Jake done too many green beers.
Don't fall in that river that they dye green. What river is that? They like dye a whole river green. Did you see that?
Yes, they do all the time.
Okay.
We don't even have a fountain anymore. I was going to say we could dye the fountain green, but we got rid of our fountain.
It over.
I know. I really wish we still had a fountain, but we can't have everything, I guess. We have so much. Yeah, and like that. I can't think of anything else, but I'm sure I'm leaving something out just because I'm tired.
What's the name of that? Hold on. I want to give like a really quick shout out not to get like political on Maine, but I want to give a quick shout out to the Party for Socialism and Liberation. Just because they're doing a really good job of organizing people for peaceful protests and like getting, you know, helping you know your rights, know what you can and cannot do, and like helping people act, but not activate, but like
organize,
take action. Thank you. Take action in their communities. Yeah. And I think that's really important.
I mean, you know, not to advocate for one side or the other.
No.
no matter how much I might like to, I'm not going to. There have been quite a number of protests happening locally, and they've all been very, very peaceful, very, very organized. No violence at all. No trouble, no blocking of traffic, nobody getting arrested, nobody getting in anybody's way, no anything. So, I mean, everybody has been really coming together and showing great restraint and cooperation with each other. So it's been really nice to see. Really nice to see. All right. That's all I got.
All right.
You got anything else?
No, I'm good, I think.
All right, I'm just going to say, if you hear something squelching up from the bottom of your favorite salmon fishing hole, whatever you do, don't look.
Listen. You'll just keep talking.
I don't know when you're stopping, so I just think I have to fill the air.
When you're done talking.
All right, let's do it.
It's already stopped. It was already stopped like forever
ago. Okay, so let's come back in.
Yeah, what are we coming back with?
Hey.